Courtney Cox and David Arquette.
I'm looking for interesting stories.
And go down. I'm Robin Mead. These are the headlines at this hour. You will soon be able to take small scissors and tools on airplanes. The TSA is expected to announce new security rules today. Officials say the changes will give screeners more time to focus on detecting explosives. There will also be more random individual searches, and pat-downs will be more thorough. Kenneth Lee Boyd has become the 1,000th person executed.
Yes. Today, all signs point to careers in healthcare management. These are some of the positions you can get with healthcare management training from American Intercontinental University, Dunwoody. At AIU, we can help you get started in this fast-growing field in as little as 2 years. Call now for a free brochure. Operators are standing by. Call toll-free 888-765-2200. 888-765-2200.
It's part of the marriage contract.
Well, I got a contract with the exterminator, too, but he don't come over here and spray for ants every blessed night of the week.
Miss Marple, what has gotten into you tonight?
Nothing. Just an old lady. Haven't done nothing with my life.
Nonsense. You've got half your life ahead of you yet.
Half my life, huh? How many people you know live to be 130?
Well, age doesn't matter. It's what's inside that counts.
Naomi, my insides are as old as my outsides.
Well, Mama, you've been old for years. Why is it just bothering you now?
Oh, put a cork in it, Benton. I ran into crazy old Aunt Effie today. Well, she starts bending my ear about how she's just gone out and gotten herself a job.
Aunt Effie? Well, she's 3 days older than God.
What kind of job could she possibly get?
Well, a good one, according to her. She's working as a filing clerk down at the courthouse. Can you beat that? And you know what the old bat had the nerve to say to me after she finished bragging about her highfalutin job?
What?
Get this. Thelma, how's the family? Now, what do you figure she meant by that?
Mama, don't be silly.
It isn't silly. You've all got jobs to keep you interested. You're doing something useful with your life. But what purpose do I serve? There's got to be something more than sitting here watching the days of our lives and folding your Fruit of the Looms.
I'll take care of this, honey. Miss Harper?
What?
Now, I know just how you feel, but we got to find something that's going to keep you interested. So how about a nice hobby?
Oh, it's come to that, has it? Sit Mama in a corner somewhere and let her make fancy doodads out of beer can tops.
Well, then maybe you ought to go out and find yourself a job.
A job? Well, Lordy, what could I do?
There's a placement agency down at the mall. I bet they could find a job for you.
For somebody my age?
Well, sure. They're always looking for women who aren't going to run off and get married or turn around and get pregnant.
Well, I certainly fit that description.
So why don't you get your rear end gear and go down and apply for a job?
Oh, Naomi. You really think I could get my rear end gear and get me a job?
I sure do. Aunt Effie did.
Well, that's right. She did. If Effie can do it, so can I. Hell, she's been running on empty for years. 6 men can dig a ditch 3 yards wide, 4 feet deep and 25 feet long in 8 hours. 8 men can dig the same ditch in 5 hours. How long would it take 2 men to dig? Well, I don't know why all these suckers don't just drop their shovels and go have themselves a beer. Well, what are you staring at? Ain't you ever seen an old woman freak out on a test before?
Mrs. Harper, I'm ready to interview you now.
Well, I ruined my test here. I didn't finish it.
Well, that's all right. We'll worry about that later. Come along. Right this way. Now, if you'll just sit right here.
I'm sorry I broke your pencil.
Well, that's quite all right.
I get real nervous when I take tests.
Well, that's understandable, so do I.
I'm sweating bullets right now.
Mrs. Harper, I just have a few questions I must ask you.
Well, all right, as long as I don't have to dig that ditch again.
Now, first, I must have your age, Miss Harper.
53.
Are you married?
No, I'm widow.
I'm sorry.
So is he.
Did you graduate from college?
No.
High school?
No.
But you did complete grade school.
Well, boy, this is sure pick on Thelma Harper Day.
Not really. It's just that I'm trying to find something that is suited to you. Have you any work experience?
Well, no. I haven't worked in 40 years.
Well, Mrs. Harper, it's going to be difficult finding a position for you.
Well, why is that?
Well, because you have very little education, you've never done anything, and you have no special skills.
Well, that never stopped them people down at the post office.
Here's something. Raytown Travel Agency. Do you know how to answer the phone?
No. Usually when it rings at my house, I run around a little circle and yell, "What'll I do? What'll I do? What'll I do?"
In a business office.
Well, I would imagine they all work pretty much the same. You talk into the end that has the big holes, and the voice comes out the end with the small holes.
Well, I think this will be ideal for you. The Raytown Travel Agency is looking for a mature woman to answer phones and to direct people who come into the office.
Well, I guess I can handle that.
Well, if you want the job, it's yours. You start tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Saturday. Don't I even get a day off?
Usually it's their busiest day. Now, this is all the information you'll need. I'll call them and tell them to expect you.
Mama, can I talk to you?
Well, yeah. Just grab this dish towel and talk to me while you help with the dishes.
Oh, Mama, I can't think and dry dishes at the same time.
Well, how do you know, Ben? You've never really tried either.
Mama, tomorrow you are going out there into the working world. It's a jungle out there. You're going to meet some mean people.
Benton, I'm going to work for the Raytown Travel Agency, not the roller derby.
Well, for heaven's sake, Miss Harper, you shouldn't be doing the dishes on the night before your very first day on the job. You get up first thing in the morning and do them then.
You won't have time to do them in the morning. She's got to iron my shirt.
I ain't ironing your shirt. And I ain't doing any more dishes. If I'm gonna be a working girl, then we're all just gonna have to pitch in here, and there's no better time to start than right now. Here you go.
But I can't wash dishes. These are the hands of a locksmith.
Well, this is the mouth of a mother, and this mother is saying, "Get up here." Apron goes just like that. Come on over here to the sink. Say hello to Mr. Spun. Say hello to Mr. Hot Water. Say goodbye to me.
Right this way, Mrs. Harper.
Oh, my. Look at this. Isn't this nice?
Now, Mrs. Harper, you are going to be very important to this office, because you're going to be the first person that the new customer sees.
All right.
And we want you to greet them with a great, big, cheery smile.
Fine.
Now, let's see that smile. Atta girl. You know how happy people are when they travel, Mrs. Harper? We want that happiness to begin right here in this office with that beautiful smile.
Well, you sweet thing.
Now, here's your desk.
Oh,
you sit there. Here's your phone. You put the customers here. And then you offer them a cup of coffee.
All right, fine. How much do I charge them?
Oh, no. It's free. Compliments of Raytown Travel Agency.
Well, it's your money.
Now, in the top drawer, you'll find some forms.
Oh, yes.
That's it. Now, you simply fill that in. Direct the customer to one of our agents. Any questions?
When's payday?
Every other Friday. Now, you'll also be answering our phones.
Oh.
And this is the way you do that. It's a great day here at Raytown Travel Agency. May I help you? Did you try that?
I don't need to try that right now. It's a great day.
No. It's a great day.
It's a great day. Great-bound travel agency. May I help?
No. May I help you?
May I help you?
If you have any problems, pop into my office anytime.
Thank you very much.
Let me see that smile.
Oh, Mr. Vogelman.
You can call me Herbert.
Oh, Herbert. Great day. It's a great day here. Travel agency. May I help you? Buzzing Sonia there. Great day here. May I help you? Great day here. Great town travel agency. May I help you? It's a great day here. It's a great day. It's a great day here. Great town travel. Uh-oh. It's a great day.
No, you have to press down the button that's flashing,
oh.
Mrs. Harper.
Oh, well, it's a great day here at the right time. May I help you? Hello? Well, I guess if it's important, they'll call back. I feel like such a fool, Herbert.
Well, it's an honest mistake, Mrs. Harper.
Thelma.
Now, look, it's simple. Press down the button that's flashing, take the message, and press the hold, that's the red button, and press the com, intercom, and then take the names off the list on the side of the phone. Got that?
Not really. All right, now press the one that's flashing. Then I press the hold button. That's the red one. And then I forgot to take the message here. You press the one that's flashing. Then you take your message. Then you press your hold button. And then you... Well, don't just stand there. Come on in. Come on, you're standing there like a couple of dodos. Come on over here and sit down. There you go. Go on, sit down there. Go on, put it right down there. There you go. Now, you want some coffee?
That would be very nice.
I'm going to get it for you right here. Cream and sugar?
Yes, please. 3 lumps for each of us.
Well, now I'm only going to put 2 lumps. You keep putting 3 lumps, you're going to wind up with diabetes or boils on your neck. All right, here we are now. This here is free. It's compliments of the Raytown Travel Agency. Oh, well, now I got to get this. Push down the one that's flashing. It's a great day here at the Raytown Travel Agency. May I help you? Oh, hello, Buzz. It's my grandson, Buzz. What is it, Buzz? No, Grandma doesn't know where your sneakers are. Well, I would imagine they're probably right where you took them off, baby. All right. Bye-bye, sweetheart. He can't find his sneakers for basketball practice.
We would like to arrange a trip to Tahiti.
Tahiti? Well, you wouldn't know to look at the two of you that you had a nickel to your name. Let's see. Oh, well, now, just excuse me here. It's a great day here at the Raytown Travel Agency. May I...
Well, hello, Benton. It's my son, Benton.
What do you want, Ben? Well, no, I didn't iron your shirt.
Well, if you don't got one to wear to work, you just don't.
Well, maybe that wife of yours could learn how to use the iron. Tell her that the flat side goes down. Honestly, children, they're nothing but heartaches.
Our children are sending us to Tahiti. Uh-huh.
I couldn't even get mine to drive me to work. All right, now let's see here. What is your name?
Mr. and Mrs.
Well, good Lord. It's a great day at the... Naomi, I'm at work. What? No, I don't know where Buzz's sneakers are. Well, I'm real glad you got a bridal shower to go to. That's real nice. If you can't iron Benton a shirt, you can't. That's all. Just tell him to wear the same shirt he wore yesterday. He doesn't work hard enough to sweat anyway. All right, now, what's your name?
Mr. and Mrs. Brennan.
Brennan. Yes. It's probably got two N's there in the middle.
Uh-huh.
All right. And what's that address?
1608...
Well, hell. Who is it? Naomi, quit screaming at me and tell me why you can't go to your party. You can't put your makeup on. Well, why not? Where is it? Just hold your horses, Brennan. I got a family crisis. Well, why in the world would Sonia lock herself in the bathroom? Will you listen to this? Naomi is blaming Sonia for losing Buzz's sneakers. Now nobody can get into the bathroom. Well, you just have Benton get her out. Hell, he's a locksmith, isn't he?
Miss, could we get on with this?
Well, you're sure in an all-fired hurry to see them naked women, ain't you?
You don't have to sit here and take this.
No, but I see you're sure gulping down that free coffee in a hurry.
Is there a problem here?
Yes, we came here to arrange a trip, and we get nothing but insults from this lady.
Well, if you just keep your drawers on. I'll get you to Tahiti if I have to tie an inner tube to two trees and shoot you there myself.
Mrs. Harper, I am very disturbed at this.
Well, that makes two of us, Herbert.
May I remind you that your job is to make the customers feel welcome?
Well, that doesn't mean I gotta let them treat me like a doormat.
Yes, it does. That's the name of the game in the travel business.
Look, we don't want to step on anybody. All we want is a trip to Tahiti.
Oh, will you give it a rest? We all know about the free trip you mooched off your kids.
We'll just take our business elsewhere, thank you.
I take three lumps anyway.
I'm afraid your employment here is terminated. Why don't you go back home to your loved ones?
Wasn't for my damn loved ones, I'd still have a job. I don't care if you can't find your sneakers. I don't care if you don't got a shirt. I don't care if you can't get to your makeup. This is not my problem. It's for you, Herbert.
It's a great day here at the Raytown Travel Agency.
The hell it is.
All I'm saying is the next time you yell at the kids, plan ahead and iron me a shirt before the fight starts.
Oh, iron your own shirt. I'm not your slave. I am your wife.
Ironing is woman's work.
Oh, Miss Harper, what are you doing home so early?
Well, Mama, I didn't expect you back so...
Hey, everybody, I found my sneakers. They're right where
right
I left
you left them.
Grandma.
Well, get them on. Get to your basketball practice.
Yes, Grandma.
Naomi, get your stepdaughter out of the john.
Yes, Miss Harper.
Benton, give me 5 minutes. I will have your shirt ironed.
Yes, Mama.
Sonia, you come out of there right this minute.
In your dreams.
This is your grandma speaking. You get out of there before I count to three, or I'm coming in after you. One.
Bye, everybody. I'm going to Becky's house.
Naomi, you may put on a new face now if you like, and don't anybody speak to me for the rest of the day.
Mama? What happened?
I got fired.
Oh, Mama, I'm sorry. Well, I told you it was a jungle out there.
Have you ever seen any of them Walt Disney true life adventures? You know, like where a mama has a bunch of baby birds in her nest, you know?
Oh, yeah. I love those.
Yeah, and the mama bird protects the babies and takes care of them and feeds them and does all that for them until the time that she feels that maybe they're able to be out on their own.
Yeah.
So then she just kind of gives them a little nudge out of the nest. And if they can fly, they fly away and they don't ever come back. But if they can't, splat.
What are you trying to tell me?
Vinton, don't ever climb a tree with me.
It's not my fault you got fired.
It is your fault, and it's Naomi's, and it's Buzz's, and it's Sonia's. It's all your fault.
Well, you can still get another job.
I'd get another job when you birds learn how to fly.